You're listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
We're the sexiest. We got thumbs up. We got rocker symbols. Derek's also, I think, jamming the music in his headphones. We're back. Remember, it's your favorite gaming comedy best friends. Well, at least us two. We hate those guys. Platform. I'm sorry. We love everyone here. Your favorite podcast gaming platform. I genuinely just got scared because I saw the reflection from my Steam Deck, and I thought there was like something behind me. So I thought that's my difference for not getting the Steam Deck. We're back. I'm Derek, the head goon. That's G Phone, also Derek, which is kind of crazy. That's George, the editor, edgy editor now. That's the name. And Dead Dondas. You can find him on Twitter, and his name is Rob. So we're four goons, and we're trying to make it by in this crazy world. We got some stuff to talk about, like Microsoft.
Hey, appreciate the sub.
Damn, that was fast.
Yeah. How you doing?
Wow, record time. Thank you, Fishing with Cole. Anyway. We're going to be talking about Xbox and how they purchased finally the Activision purchase kind of went through. They're doing Xbox Core Pass now. And they're literally Xbox Live is dead. They're killing it, which is insane to me. And Nintendo pulls a good guy move and somehow helps the FBI get a child predator because, I'm just going to say it. Fuck that guy.
Here.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
I agree.
So like, comment, subscribe, join our Discord, try to get a community going. We're getting a little more active. We're also hosting movie nights Wednesday nights after the episode airs this week. We're going to do the Saw.
Hey, series. What's up, Pete?
What's up, Pete?
Fishing Cole says, can you say hi, Pete, for my dog? So hi, Pete, from us to you. Thank you. Remember, like us on Twitter everywhere. Follow us, join Discord. And anyone got anything going on? Any updates you guys want to share before we begin?
Actually, my fitness journey, I'm sure you guys are already aware, but for those of us uninitiated, I've actually been getting to a goal of losing weight. I started at 280 when I started going to the gym, and now I am
ripped.
I need to get back into the gym, but I'm down from 280 to 233.
Yep. I, on the other hand, am the opposite. I'm going from 180 to 250 pretty fast.
Badass.
Because I'm depressed.
No, it's gains, all right? They don't specify what you should gain, but
right.
I'm gaining something.
No, I'm going to start going on the treadmill like 3 days a week now. The problem for me, I'm not gaining weight by like a fast proportion. It's just that because I work from home, I don't have a chance to do fit like walk around or anything like that. So I'm going to just start using a treadmill and, I get a little healthier. I also got a floss pick or a water pick for Amazon Prime Day. So now I can floss better, try to make these little improvements to make life just a little bit better.
Sorry, it's my bad habit.
I also got a Steam Deck. Did I say that last time, Derek?
You said you were ordering it.
Okay. Yeah. I finally got one, as you guys saw. I'm doing an unboxing / review of it, so look out for that. I know one of our fans, Willix, wants to see it. So far, it's unbelievable.
Is that the custom image one you sent me the other day?
Custom? You mean with the intro animation?
Yeah, the intro animation on your Steam Deck.
Let's fucking go!
I'm still feeling that. If I ever happen to get my hands on one, I really want that Ronaldinho soccer one. And it just says Valve Steam Deck at the end.
there's so many, at least from the pseudo marketplace for them. But
imagine being able to play Vampire Survivors wherever you go? Literally one of the best games of our time.
You can.
It's on.
Rob, I'm sorry to say.
And you said without
ads. Literally a 30-year-old boomer. You have to slow this down for me.
All right, there's this thing. Oh God, I'm going to be 31 cell in a month. Phone. Do you have a phone? No. All right.
Phone.
Remember Diablo Immortal?
What, do you guys not have phones?
Yeah. You guys not have phones? Does anyone here actually care about getting like a the new flip phone where it's like a dual screen?
No, why would you do that?
I feel like it'd be cool for like
is that a thing?
Yeah, my friend has that.
Oh really?
Yeah,
She seems to enjoy it. That way, like when she's doing like reading like ebooks or whatever, she can have a bigger screen to actually like flip the pages through and everything. But
two notes. One, Fish and Cole says, is it a podcast or do y'all play games once? Yeah, we play games once or twice a week or more when we are able, particularly Friday nights. But Wednesdays, we do a podcast and movie. So just want to also update everyone else. But Mondays, me and Derek try and either record and do like reactions or some other fun thing or to stream gameplay. And then Fridays, it's just streaming all night. And Wednesdays, podcast. So I only bring that up because like, they look interesting for like emulation purposes and gaming, because like you could theoretically actually have a cool DS emulator, but apparently nothing's like well optimized for it. Like nothing actually takes advantage of the whole screen,
right?
And it's probably like something they'll have to hash out at some point, because I know even when an emulation gets started for anything, I know years and years ago, even for like NES emulators and whatnot, your options were still pretty limited. So the Steam Deck is still pretty new. You just got to give it some time.
I'm not paying $1,900 for a phone. That's like,
oh no,
no, why would you?
Yeah,
I
already have a heart. I had a heart attack the last time I had to buy a phone, and it was like $800.
Oh man, well, you didn't buy it outright, right? Like you put on a plan.
No, I got lucky that I didn't have to buy this one outright. But if I wanted to keep on OnePlus for my Verizon plan, I'd have to buy the phone outright and take it on their service.
Speaking of new, real quick, hey Derek, is that a really cool LED Kingdom Hearts clock in the background you got there?
Like that?
Yeah, I do like that.
Heard about that for me for my birthday. But I got to get a battery for the thing to change the color.
Yeah, because I'm awful and I didn't bother to look ahead of time.
Also, my hair's blue now. It was purple.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to like comment on that.
It like after a couple of washes, it just turned blue. I don't know why. But
what kind of
repurple it?
What kind of games?
Kind of variety, honestly. I tend to like more retro stuff myself. Like I've done a few streams of like older Metroid games. Both of the goons up here pretty much play whatever strikes their fancy, and then invite us along for anything that's like 4-player co-op usually.
Yeah, and Rob plays games with my heart a lot. So
I literally have a fist on his heartstrings at any given moment in time.
Yeah. Yeah, we play pretty much everything though.
Past Monday we did a live stream of Exoprimal. Derek, and Rob also did Exoprimal last Friday.
We were kind of going a little sicko mode.
Yeah, that Derek and I unfortunately weren't able to play on like release day of Exoprimal, but we'll probably see more of that coming to the channel when we have time. And
this Friday's Pikmin 4. So
get this Friday's Pikmin 4.
This Friday, me and Derek, I'm going to Derek's place.
We're kissing. We're holding hands. We're playing Pikmin 4.
Once or twice a month.
So is that like an orange YouTube stream? Or
Yeah.
We're trying to get a partnership with them.
Yeah. Sponsored.
I believe.
Sponsored by Orange YouTube. Look, are you sad and you're the only one who can make yourself happier?
Did you just get a fresh pair of socks? Let me tell you what you can do with that.
It's a co-sponsorship between Orange Tube and socks. Yeah, they're anti-crust socks. Last question before we head into the actual news. Fish says, will y'all be streaming Friday?
I believe it's Pikmin supposed 4. To be like.
Oh, we're playing Pikmin 4. Which we're not used to. I mean, I like playing shooters stuff like that, like BattleBit. Been having a blast with it, but Pikmin 4 all the way. Super excited about it, and I'm gonna be playing as a dog.
And I don't stream any games because my PC is not strong enough.
What time do we stream Friday? That I do not know personally.
Generally, we start around 8 unless schedules allow us to get on sooner. I don't know what time you guys are gonna be playing on Friday.
Pikmin as soon as we get home. Yeah. It'll probably be like 5:30.
First, I'm gonna stuff my face with Parmesan peppercorn chicken.
Then we're gonna bang out like 2 episodes of Dragon Ball GT or something.
You can email me a box of that peppercorn chicken.
I was telling Derek beforehand, I've been dreaming of the chicken for the last like week.
And just, last time he was down, Dale's like screwed us and they like stopped serving chicken early for whatever reason.
Bro, it's been like that every time I've gone there for like the last year and a half. I don't
know what happened, but they've been
Us. Just as soon as we leave, it just goes to hell in a handbasket. What an allegory for life.
Huh. Okay, well, with that said, let's go on to the news here. So, Xbox Game Pass Core is replacing Xbox Live, which I never thought I'd see the day where Xbox Live actually dies. Side note, Fishing, thanks for staying with us. Good luck with your parents.
Hi, Cole.
Anyway, join the Discord.
Join the Discord, yes, yes.
Thanks for stopping in if you're heading out.
So, Big McFankies from McSpankies.
Hi, Cole. There you go. Hi, Cole. that was his request. Okay, let's go.
We got it.
Everyone here has Game Pass, right? In some capacity?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So this is kind of a shock that... actually, I'll run through my thought process on this. Start Game Pass Core. First of all, it's replacing Xbox Live, which means that no more new games. I think they just ran out of games to give because they've been doing it for like 10 years. They're like, we actually have nothing else to do to get this. So with Game Pass Core, now it's literally just the replacement for Xbox Live. Now you get 20, it says 25 or more than 25 titles from their studios. So that, I'm going to run down the list. Among Us Descenders, I never heard of that one. Dishonored 2, Doom Eternal, Fable Anniversary, Fallout 4, Fallout 76, Forza Horizon 4, Gears 5, Grounded, Halo 5 Guardians, Halo Wars 2, Hellblade: Senua's of Sacrifice, Human Fall Flat, Inside, Ori and the Will of the Wisps, Psychonauts 2, State of K 2, and Elder Scrolls Online: Tamriel Unlimited.
That's not a bad library.
So okay, the library is not bad. In fact, it's really cool and generous that they give Elder Scrolls Online and Fallout 76. Even if we're not huge on 76, at least it's two MMO.
A little less generous on the 76 part, more so on the Elder Scrolls part.
Rob, all of your dreams will come true. We'll be able to play it finally.
Yeah. It's so weird that it's Halo 5 and Halo Wars 2 and not Master Chief Collection.
Dude, I said it on Twitter. I'm like, they should have just pwned it up for Master Chief Collection. And what I don't like about this list is, like, why just Dishonored 2? It should be the Dishonored 1 and 2. It should be... Right. Or it should be Doom and then Doom Eternal. You know, Fatal Anniversary, fine, keep it that way. Fallout 4, you don't need 3 technically, although 3 is superior in every possible way, including 76. Fallout New Vegas, before Rob kills me for that.
Why would I do that? Always play New Vegas. You should be playing New Vegas right now.
It's true. But... like, ew, Guardians? Come on. That's gross. Like, that's like the worst pick out of here, you know? But I guess it's the only Halo game now because it's not included in the, you know, Master Chief Collection for some reason.
Right.
Is Halo 4 included? No, right?
Halo 4 is in the Master Chief Collection. Yeah.
Oh, they had it. Okay.
Okay.
And then, like, why? You don't need State of K1, so that's fine, but why not Psychonauts 1? You know? Like they added the sequels, but not the first ones,
right, the first games. The pricing is like really weird and all over the place for this thing too. It's like really confusing.
Well, so like it's $10 a month or $60 for the year, which is Xbox Gold, right? Or Xbox Live. But like now there's Game Pass Core, Game Pass. Is that the base
for the console and PC? Yeah. And then there's Ultimate. But like, what is Ultimate then? Ultimate was like the combo, so
yeah.
Like...
Ultimate is the combo. Yeah, they have the breakdown down.
Yeah, with you also get perks with that as well. Like I remember one of the perks being like some weapon skins and infinite, or like a month of Nitro free.
Oh yeah, right. No, I mean the perks are actually pretty cool. There's some you get. I got Walmart Plus for like 3 months free, which kind of sucks, but it came with Paramount.
Or
Plus
of a Prime Gaming kind of guy myself, but you know.
You also get EA Play games if you like EA games, which you know I guess is cool. The prices are all over the place. It's weird that PC and Core are the same price. Like, they should have just thrown PC with the Core, I guess, right?
Well, that's what the Ultimate's for, right? Because you can pay the 17 per month, and you get the console, you get the PC, and you get the online gaming plus the cloud gaming.
Right.
But they gotta pitch it somehow, so that way like PC and like console players go for that ultimate and chuck out the little bit extra. All right, later, Cole.
Yeah, have a good one, Cole. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, so like I'm gonna give this list I think like a 7.5 out of 10.
Oh, by the way, Descenders, in case you wanted to know what it was the downhill like mountain biking game, like that fast paced like downhill bike game.
That's garbage.
Then I don't care. That's crazy.
And again, like this list, like I looked at it and I know I mentioned it beforehand, but Fable Anniversary, but no Fable 2 or Fable 3. Like, just give us the whole collection.
Right.
I think they're doing that so they can tease you for the next Fable game. And also, at least with the sequels, they can kind of drip feed you if they want to add more to the core.
Yeah.
You know? But my logic is that they did it in reverse. Like, why not Dishonored 1 and then later give you Dishonored 2?
Right. No, that absolutely. They should have done the first of each. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of a list that just seems all over the place. I mean, there's definitely some good titles on there, but, and you know, just yeah, it's worth it just for Amogus alone. But
to me, that's still a huge game. So, like, that was a good addition to the list.
Yeah, I feel like it's less of a game, more of like a daycare at this point. Not like just an actual
metric. Just like a predator hunting ground at this point.
Right. See, I might as well.
I'm still waiting to get like a bunch of people, like a full fucking lobby. I did it. Yep, finally.
I said in the first 10 seconds. Remember, I said fuck the predator guy.
Oh right. Cool. I'm still waiting to get like a full lobby and play it with like either on stream with like a bunch of our viewers and stuff too, because it doesn't matter what console you play on. So like we can have a bunch of people play. Obviously you got to join the Discord. That way if you wanted to participate in the post round arguments, you could. But yeah, I think that would be fun. And I've been wanting to play with a big group of people. I have a bunch of friends that have never played and still want to play, but I can't get a full lobby. So
it caps at 8, right?
No, I think some of them can go up to 15 now.
Oh, really? They added a...
Yeah, because the newest map that they added is, like, massive. So
That's right. They added the bigger maps for, like, more people.
Yeah, stuff. So you can do up to 15 people, but otherwise it used to be 8.
Right, okay. Are we all going to get VR headsets? Because I know the VR version's coming out. Are we,
I kind of want to. It seems like fun. Then we could really be sus.
I would die of motion sickness.
Catch me and Rob in a room together.
Oh yeah.
All right.
We're
smooching
in electrical.
VR in now. I'm in on VR.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally down for like an Among Us night for Discord members, which I totally joined. Yeah. So George, shout out to you for the sellout. Really appreciate it.
I got you.
Yeah, thank you. Honestly, I never mentioned this, but we should all play State of Decay 2. I like that game a lot. It's just a lot more fun with people.
I'll play it.
I think the last time I played it was with you. And it was like when it came out.
Yeah, it's really fun. And then now it's just like a zombie survival game with like permadeath. It's interesting. Either way. So back to get this whole shenanigans. They're adding new titles 2 to 3 times a year. But they also put an asterisk. Today we're confirming the following titles for launch. And then for the asterisk, the game library may vary over time and by country. So I think they're covering their bases by like kind of not saying, they're not directly saying, hey, we're going to remove games later, but they're putting that asterisk so you know, or if you read into it, then you know, like, yeah, we could do that. We could remove games.
Right.
Because what, there's like, this, I don't know about Descenders, but there's Among Us is an Xbox owned, and Human Fall Flat, Inside.
Doom. Or no, because it's Bethesda, yeah. So
yeah, dude.
Huh. Yeah, yeah. There's
3 games on this list they don't actually own. So
right.
But wasn't Grounded already on there? Like you can get Grounded right now.
Grounded was Obsidian, Game Pass. Not Bethesda.
Oh. Yeah, but they own Obsidian.
No. But what I mean is, Grounded, why is it on this list of like new games that you can get? Isn't it already on there? That's how we all got it.
No, this is like for the core. So if you have the core membership, these are the only games you can play. You can't play the other one.
Still is, honestly, you know, just Rip to a real one. Good old Xbox Gold. We'll miss you, friend.
Everyone, but salute.
Honestly, I'm going to keep it like $1.50 with you. For them to just change this over, have no change in the pricing scale, and then be like, hey, just so you know, you're getting 25 titles. Some of them you've probably never heard of, let's be honest here. But some of the other ones, yeah, that's pretty good. That's not a bad come up.
No, I agree. Like, for the price, especially if we were back in high school, like, getting these 25 games would probably last us, like, a good long time, you know?
Oh, I would only play ESO, like, and you have the ESO, online membership, like, between that and, like, all these other games, yeah, I'd be set.
But, what was I going to say? Oh, Derek, now, comparing this to PlayStation's lowest plan, was it Essential?
Essential, yeah.
They still get games, though, right?
Yeah, they had the Essential catalog. Hold on,
but like, are they getting new games like every month?
They add some to the other ones, but I don't think the Essential one like gets it anymore. I don't really know though.
Yeah, they definitely both just hit a cap. Like, yeah, we're there's
yeah,
else.
Pretty much.
That reminds me, I haven't checked in a little bit. I'll find out right now. Because I don't pay for a whole lot with PlayStation Plus anymore, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I have, like, I think this, well, I don't know, because I do like the $60 one. Yeah, I have the Essential, so let's see.
Oh, okay.
Get the monthly games. Right now they have Endling and Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War cross-gen bundle. Oh, Alan Wake Remastered. Hold on.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, I got to claim that. That's right. I want to play that on stream before the new one.
And Endling, yeah, Extinction is
so better. It's more about, like, the premium and extra tiers, well, which is like, their, like, Game Pass.
Right.
But the Essentials has, like, the... It, I think they called it literally the Essential Bundles. It was, like, God of War, God of War 3, Last of Us 1, Horizon, the first one. It was, like, all the PS4 hits... Plus, like, a couple of PS5 ones. Something like that.
And also, what I want to know with this is that with the membership deals and discounts, the way that works for Game Pass in general is, like, if it's the same game, so, like, if you have Grounded on Game Pass and there's DLC you can buy the DLC discounted. But with Core, since there's only 25 games, does it only apply to those 25 games, or can you buy something that's on the actual Game Pass catalog discounted? Because they don't really talk about that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I know Rob's crying because he's never gonna get a Vampire Survivors, but or like I mean, like, claim, being able to claim it as, like, an Xbox Live game. But you know what?
Hurts just a little bit.
Rob, you ever thought about acting?
Once or twice.
Oh, wow.
I feel like my talents are better utilized and appreciated here with my fellow co-hosts than in the office of some soul-sucking production company.
Very true. Also, you know, I wanted to mention this too. For the past, like, year, Xbox Live games of acclaim have been absolute ass. Like,
oh, they've been dog shit. Right, they've been terrible now.
Versus,
they gave away, like, I don't know, like, it was like a
push the boulder.
It was like over the hedge or something. It was like garbage.
Hello Kitty Island Adventure.
It was literal shovelware they were giving away. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, they were really scraping bottom of the barrel. I feel like PlayStation, like, is doing a much better job with, like, besides George just, like, breaking down his desk or something, or 500 cans dropped.
Right. I got the list. It was, so for that collection, it's Batman Arkham Knight, Battlefield 1, Bloodborne, Black Ops 3, Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy, Days Gone, Detroit Become Human, Fallout 4, Final Fantasy 15, God of War, Infamous Second Son, Monster Hunter World, Mortal Kombat 10, Ratchet & Clank, Resident Evil 7, Last Guardian, Last of Us Remastered, Uncharted 4, and Until Dawn.
What do you think is better?
At the time, I, like, that was, like, a good spread, but at this point, like, I don't know. I feel like most of those games were just given away for Plus anyway at that point. And they were also old at that point. Like, I don't know. But I guess you could say the same about these Xbox games. I feel like the Xbox One has more longevity and newer games. So.
Right. Yeah, I can see that.
PC mustard race.
Dude, the Steam Deck has really pushed me back into the, like, PC gaming world. But yeah, so like if we were younger, this would still be pretty cool. Because even when we were young, I don't remember if there was any. Actually, did they have the claim back then?
I don't think so, right? Games with gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that at all. I don't remember. Was it any good games? I don't remember ever claiming any good games.
All I remember was Doritos Crash Course, and that game was absolute fire. Rob, do you have Doritos Crash Course? Doritos, it was like Wipeout with your Xbox Live friends. Yeah,
I have Doritos.
No, all right. So your first mistake there was assuming I had friends growing up, but you know,
Rob, I know I have you on my Xbox.
Derek, those aren't Doritos. That's the only reason I took a chip.
You realize that didn't happen until we actually met and started talking at Dale's, right?
You're right.
Ergo.
Bro, my head, my forehead was just. I'm so never going to get that magic
back when your saccharine lips touched mine and we just.
Okay, let's get back to the game.
Whoa.
It's getting way too hard.
Setting up the fanfic. Sorry.
That's the premium subscription. You can't give that out for free.
So effing hard right now. I was winding up. It was about to be beautiful and you soiled it.
And you guys subscribe to the highest tier in our Discord, there will be a live makeout session between Rob and Derek.
Right. I'm going to start the fanfic, and everybody can add a sentence every now and then.
Fuck, I'm going to soon we'll have a novel. Tongue right out of your mouth.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, let me ask you guys this then. If none of us had a Game Pass at all, like, would you get this?
Yeah, probably.
I would still get the Ultimate. So I had the
let's just say that didn't exist. Or
if I wasn't in the position I am now, if I was a common Xbox user, then the core would be perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I feel like I'd still want to spring for Ultimate though.
Right. As like a like real gamer and stuff, you know, real gajamer.
Yes, real gajamer.
Ultimate gamer.
Only the best here at Goons Games and Gear.
Once you kiss girls, you're not a real gamer anymore. You know, that ticket.
That's why I never lost my virginity. I never lose.
Oh, it is like shocking.
My man took virginity and said, if you hate first, you're last.
That's right.
Oh, God. Who? Do you guys think this is based from the fact that they just bought, well, they finally going through the Activision Blizzard merger, or like I was alluding to, where they just ran out of games, like, or do you think it's like both?
I think it was more up, like they ran out of games. I also saw
George got
side
his face
note,
back. He sure did.
But Xbox related that they did sign like an agreement with PlayStation.
Oh yeah,
about like Call of Duty staying on both systems because everybody was worried about that for whatever reason.
Well, PlayStation's going to get it for 10 years at least.
Right.
But here's no one's talking about this, and I'm glad you brought it up because it also mentions that it's like, oh, it's going to be the same quality as the Xbox, PC, and Nintendo versions. Dude, I don't understand.
What? What?
I
can tell you right now that the Switch version's not running 4K 60 FPS.
They have to do cloud, right? I think it's the only option.
I think so.
Like, oh, well, you thought you're getting like an actual Call of Duty
on a cartridge? No,
you get a case, but the download code inside. Does that count? So, you know, it's also, we were talking about this before the episode, but Xbox brought back all the Call of Duty servers, and it's like Series X is getting sold out on Amazon and other places. It's like the servers are being like blasted. Like they're having like 50K plus people per game on these old Call of Duty titles.
Yeah, it's insane. It was like such a big brain move. Yeah.
Well, like, I don't understand why they did it. It was before the actual confirmation that everything went through. Like, were they just working on it just to have it? And it's only Xbox, right? Yeah, there was no crossplay back then. So, yeah, like all the old titles.
Yeah.
Are you going to become a Black Ops master again?
Oh, dude, I want to. I want to so bad. I might do it.
The time.
I might go back.
Black Ops?
Black Ops 1.
Yeah, Black Ops 1.
I got a Tomahawk helicopter. My cup's not there anymore.
George, I'm not sure. I might have told the story to Rob. I never told, definitely told George. There's one moment where everything just, like, it was unbelievable. But in Black Ops 1, there's a, you can summon like a helicopter, right?
Right.
And in Black Ops, you get a tomahawk instead of a throwing knife, or you might have had both, but he had a tomahawk.
No, 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 you get
it. It was always the tomahawk. Okay. Tomahawk. Always ran the tomahawk.
Yeah. Okay. And so there's an Apache helicopter, and Derek, like, I was joking around and stuff. Derek throws the throwing axe. It lands perfectly on the rotor of the helicopter and constantly hits it over and over until it gets destroyed. And
so
we like didn't believe it, but it was also the kill of the game. So we watched it in like slow mo. It was unbelievable. It made no sense whatsoever. And then like my dad came back with the milk. So that was like also
just right.
Crazy.
It like, just like crazy. All lined up. And honestly, I don't know.
Yeah, it was a magical time. You know, he was like, when he came back, he's like, I heard Derek killed in a helicopter with a throwing axe. Here's the milk. I'm like, awesome.
Everything worked out.
Everything's going to be A-okay.
No, it ain't, boy.
No,
nothing's okay.
You want to just like run a, like one of those like animal shelter ads real quick? Cause that was about the same kind of energy. Like I could do with a couple of grayscale puppies right about now.
What do you mean team energy? Like, did you not enjoy my story? Because it was pretty awesome.
No, I'm over legitimately over here crying, pissing, shitting.
Oh, boo hoo. You were here late, so you deal with it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you get 30 minutes late, so that's what you get. Huh. All right. You guys have any other comments before we hit the, we'll go on to the next one?
Good job.
Derek's stinky and he smells like poop.
Derek just got gray hair. I don't know why you'd say that.
Yeah, I'm aging. Like, I got that Benjamin Button disease, dude.
I'm pretty sure that's the opposite of like,
I got that reverse Benjamin Button disease.
You sure that's not just grays and you're joining your old buddy Rob here?
That's just aging.
Yeah. I wanted to be the silver fox just like him.
No, Rob.
Well, you rock it better than I do. I'll give you that.
No, you look great with
gray. No, I like yours.
Yeah.
Dude, my hair constantly looks like shit.
Does the carpet match the drapes? That's what
yeah.
I want to know.
That's, yeah. Can you answer that for everyone? Come on, lower the camera. Lower the camera.
Sources say no.
Force powers.
The carpet does not, in fact, match the drapes.
Oh, we have a viewer question, and I'm going to answer it now, because, or Rob's going to answer it, because I need
to. Am I going to answer it?
When did the grays come in?
So the gray hair with me happened when I was like, oh, fuck.
21?
19 or 20, I think.
Jesus. Oh, yeah, I remember that. You had some, like, spots.
Yeah, it was genetic on my dad's side of the family for Uncle Ron. No, he wasn't asking about me. He was asking about
I dyed my hair purple. It washed out after like 2 days. Now it's just like a blue silver.
Derek, you had one chance to say it a super rare disease, and you didn't take it.
Well, that's my cover story. I actually have.
What do you mean? Benjamin He's never going to beat the alopecia allegations. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, Derek, what was it like getting your hair dyed? Was it weird?
It wasn't too bad, actually. The bleaching was the weirdest part because it made my hair feel really weird, stiff and dry.
Did they bleach top hair or anything below?
Oh, yeah. Actually, no, I've done this great tutorial and nared my butthole too, so.
Not this again. So, I'm going to need you to do something for me the next time I see you, right?
Okay.
I'm gonna need you to dye like your roots blonde, the rest of your hair pink, and I'm gonna grab a fistful of that while I take you on a train to Poundville.
God, yes. Interesting.
I'm so ready.
George, you have any comments?
Let's get that? The fan art.
I do not.
Oh my god, I need to get big enough so we have constant fan art. That's what I want. Yeah. I want galley of Derek and Rob.
Yeah. It's Someone set up the Rule 34 page for us. Come on.
Jesus, actual Christ. People start drawing porn of us. I literally do not know what I'm going to do.
Oh, you know what's coming. Once we're big enough, Rob, we're getting all the porn made of us.
Awesome. Well, I already know mine's not going to be anatomically correct because they're probably going to draw me with meat large, way larger than anything I have.
We're going to continue. Okay. So normally when I pull up Kotaku, I mostly want to die on the inside.
Oh my God. However, yeah.
It's actually a good article.
But you keep going back to Kotaku like a beaten housewife. Imagine that.
FBI used Nintendo Switch to locate abducted child. TLDR. Basically, I think it was a girl, was abducted, 15 years old. This disgusting predator found her on Omegle or something. Then they contacted him, Snap. Then he sent terrible pictures. And then he traveled more than 2,000 miles from his apartment in Arizona to pick her up. And then she was gone for like almost a week. And he's like, oh, yeah, you can bring your Switch. And so one of her friends noticed that she came online. And so she called like the police and stuff. And then the FBI. And the FBI contacted Nintendo. And Nintendo used their Nintendo ninjas. I wish for a different outcome in the sense of his health. But, and found him. And you know, now he got a plea deal of 30 years in prison, which I don't think is long enough.
No.
But, yeah, I mean.
No, he should be like that other guy who's, like, working off his Nintendo debt for, like, years to come.
No, I think anyone of this level should just be sent to North Korea and put in one of their, fun time camps. Right. That's what they... if it's 30 years in their fun time camps, I'm okay with that. You know, like
it's true.
That's a real punishment. But screw this guy. We can say things because he had a plea deal, so we're allowed to actually say things about him. He can go to hell. And I'm glad Nintendo like didn't. There's some companies that are like, oh, we can't invade the privacy of like a. Like Apple's kind of like that with police. They sometimes don't help them out when it comes to unlocking phone stuff, depending on the situation. But right. Luckily, Nintendo didn't do that. And they're like, oh, yeah, absolutely will help out, you know, which is how it should be. Not that difficult.
I agree.
Just like she is so lucky that this guy's actually brain dead. And we live in a technological age, right? So, like, almost anything you do will ping somewhere online.
Right.
So, you know, like, in his slight stupid defense, would, like, the first thought be, oh, her Nintendo Online is going to ping her friends and they'll know? Probably not, but luckily he's stupid. So, it all worked out.
Should I let her play Animal Crossing while I have her abducted? Probably not, but...
Gotta keep her entertained somehow.
Yeah,
Rob. What are your thoughts? What do you think of the story? As he blows smoke like a dragon.
30 years in federal prison isn't enough.
Agreed.
Yeah, like I don't even know why he gets a plea deal. Just like I'd put him through the ringer and then give him like 1,000 years in North Korea.
Dude, I'm saying public execution should come back.
Fucking child exploitation. The only reason this even worked out was because somebody thought to report that she had come online with her intent. Like just. Fuck right. This guy. 30 years is not enough. Literally keep him in there until he's fucking dead.
Right. And then revive
realistically,
him
he's probably longer. Not going to last because prisons don't take too kindly to people like him. But honestly,
who cares?
Tell him.
Derek, what were you saying?
I said public execution should come back.
Oh, right.
I missed the guillotine. We should do that again.
I've been saying that for a while now. Absolutely bring back guillotining people.
We're
already starting to regress as a society. Why not go that extra distance? Bring back watching somebody.
I think instead of the head, maybe we do like body parts, depending on their crime.
That's fair.
Like we have a tier system and like you lose a foot, an arm, another arm.
An eye. Yeah, see, like being off with his head's, I think, too fast. I think that's like
right. It's too right. Generous.
I don't know.
Waterboarding though.
I'm also in the firm
you know,
mindset that these people should be put through the same thing that they do to other people.
Right.
Yeah, but who's gonna be like you know, who's going to be willing to do that to him?
Well, that's what they do in prison a lot.
Gen Pop. Gen Pop. Put him in Gen Pop. So like, no plea deal. Gen Pop, and you put a sign on him so everybody knows what he did.
So, like, if you like, are a pedophile or whatever, like, when you're in prison, apparently they just, like, have to, like, watch them all the time because the other inmates just, like, murder them. Because they like they're killers and murderers, but they have standards. They're like,
No, there are certain things you do not do. Good. Honor among thieves.
That's right. Nathan Drake. Uncharted 4.
I thought that was 3. I thought Honor Among 3 was 3.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I was like, come on. I don't have a PlayStation anymore, and I knew that. Oh, my God, Derek. Oh, my God. Sometimes it's just like, why wasn't Rob the co-host, you know?
Right.
It just... I don't know. Yeah, cry. Cry!
Rob didn't break my heart.
Is there anything else I missed from the story? Let's see. All right, they talked about Discord and Snapchat. He sent terrible photos because he's a loser and should Sudoku. Robert coerced her, insisting she meet strangers on Amigo's cell. Ugh! I'm not even going to say that. Insisting she sells a certain product online. Okay, yeah, no, 30 years was not a... Holy crap, yeah, no, this guy should get his arms and legs broken, then shipped to North Korea, then, and hopefully they have the same standards. That's really messed up. Let's see here, research your family, so unfortunately there's no pinpoint location until a girl boot up her Nintendo Switch to watch YouTube videos and download a game. Oh, wait, what? Is YouTube on Switch?
Yes.
I thought it wasn't. Yeah. Yes.
No, YouTube is on Switch. Hulu as well, I believe.
Oh, yeah, I used the Derek's Crunchyroll to watch on Switch when I was sick. It was actually pretty tight, but I'm on OLED. Yeah, man. I don't know. But I keep thinking about this. I'm just going to get pissed off. Like,
it's just wrong. It's just terrible. Absolutely awful.
Tell him, Rob.
I think I'd rather just read this out.
This machine they built,
there's a machine they built, rips off their head and smashes it with a giant hammer.
I don't think
it's too easy, though. They're quick release for
cap on that, but
yeah, I go cap on that because they're no gar. Our government's like, yeah, we don't build
murder machines anybody. Like,
yeah, but in some states, they'll strap some poor douchebag to an electric chair and watch him fry. I mean, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
True. That's very true.
Looks like that guy was indicted on 4 counts, including online enticement of a minor, transportation of a minor, and receipt of cheese pizza. Made a plea deal and, as we know, was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison this past April.
Do you know what cheese pizza means?
No.
Rob,
take the first initial of each letter and sound it out to yourself.
Gotcha.
I just didn't want to say that on
the first word is child. You can fill in the rest.
Yeah, but like I think was it 4chan that kind of coined that?
I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's a good way to allude to it without just outright saying it and getting a look.
No, I agree. Yeah, we probably would have got shadow banned from everyone if we said it. 30 years isn't enough for this guy. We should this is the start of Goons, Games, and Gangsters. That's where we get
I'd say it's more Goons, Games, and Gangbusters, but you know, go off, I guess.
Goons, Games, and the Jury. We'll decide their fate.
The council will decide your fate. Bailiff, whack his peepee.
Yeah. 10,000 peepee smacks.
So, did you guys have anything else you want to, anything on your mind that you want to discuss? Just out of curiosity.
Why aren't there caveman ghosts?
Wow. That was.
This is one of those weird invasive thoughts, but have you ever just wanted to just get a big wooden club and just start jumping around, banging your club on the ground and just yelling? Full Cro-Magnon and slamming a club everywhere. I feel like it would be a really good stress relief.
Honestly, yeah. That's like a rage room. Yeah, you go there and just swing your club around.
I like that. I like that idea a lot.
Now, see, it would be cool about this if it weren't for the fact that every time I have this idea, all I can think about is that one clip of Tyler One, that one League streamer. Just doing that one caveman one where he's just like...
Bro, you know how many keyboards he's broken on stream just to go walk into another room and grab another one and bring it back and slam it on the on his desk and just hook it up?
Isn't he reformed after his like 4-year ban from League?
No, so he's not reformed. He's reformed in the sense that he's less toxic in chat. Gotcha. But when he's streaming, the other unfortunate thing with Tyler One at this point is that people love getting a rise out of him. So sure. They will literally, they'll win trade him. So people will pay other people. People will try to get into his game, say, hey, I'm in a game with Tyler One. And then people will post like a bounty to absolutely screw him over, whether it's on his team, like especially if they're on his team, they'll instantly throw. They won't do their role. They won't do anything just so Tyler dies. If they get into a team fight with him, they will abandon him just to let him lose. And they earn money off of it.
And watch that little divot in his head just get bigger and bigger.
What's crazy is that he was able to pull off Grandmaster in all five ranks or five lanes in one season. If people are win trading, that's unbelievable. Then I didn't even think about that.
He is a loud, angry man, but apparently he's like actually cracked at League.
He's actually good at the game. Right. Like he knows the game inside and out. And I think he's the only person ever to get Grandmaster in every single role in the same season. I believe it was like his crowning achievement.
Yeah, but how long ago was that? I like
him because he yells a lot, and it's always funny when he does, but good for him.
Less than a year.
Yeah, but he also has multiple accounts because he has to.
True. Well, no, I get that, but still. But I think it was on one account.
I think so, too. But, yeah, no, it's unfortunate. I mean, clips of him and his rage are hilarious, but it's unfortunate that there are people like that that just want to, like... The dude just wants to play the game. Let him play the
phone. Yeah, I've heard stream sniping has become a very more prevalent issue lately.
Well, again, stream sniping, and then on top of that, there are people who will be on his team that will accept money to throw the game so that he loses.
That's insane. Damn,
so if he's really... if he's not playing a carry, like a champ that can carry, right? And he's trying to actually climb, he can't because... You know, if he's top and he's playing, you know, Cho'Gath isn't carrying anything. Like,
right.
He's not 1v9, and he can't only play 1v9 champs. So
Cho'Gath and my chicken, more like.
What?
Rob, I need that as a shirt right now.
Oh, Rob, I'm not gonna say what it is, but me and Derek have a really good shirt idea involving you. We're pretty excited.
I already don't like where this is going, but okay.
I'm not gonna say, but I'm just saying it's a good time. Two notes: one, I wish game companies did better job, or they didn't have to, but I wish they did added more ways to scramble your name and stuff. There's some games where they add like a stream protection, where like your username is like randomized per session. Yeah. So I mean that's pretty cool. I don't know what other ways they could do other than like the streamer themselves putting a delay on. But that just sucks. You can't talk to your people and like in real time. Other than that, I had another question for you guys. If you are
right, is this our podcast question?
Yes. How much do I love Derek? Go. No, <okay. laughs>
less than me.
Enough to go and touch his peepee while you play Pikmin 4 on Friday, probably.
Derek, damn, stop. Right. Derek. Okay. No. So last time what I asked was $100,000. Actually, George didn't get the answer. He wasn't here. $100,000 for a game that you could complete like front to back without dying. This time it's gonna be $100,000. For a game you can complete without dying. However, you're taking part, you're going to be the main character. So for example, if you picked Mega Man 3, you like your human body, you are Mega Man. Like it's not you are a controller, like you're actually that person.
If I die in the game, I die in real life. Is it like Sword Art Online?
Sure, we go with that. Sword Art Online. Okay. Where basically you pick a game, you take over that character, and you like. Actually, you know what? It's less about you taking over that character. It's more of it's just you in a video game, literally in that video game, with like your current stamina, your current physique. Like, what game could you beat? Because if you die, you die.
Pokemon Sleep.
A game you actually can complete. Although, I mean, like, Pokemon's not a bad choice in the sense of harm won't come to you unless actual Pokemon attack you. But
true.
And you also, if you're like the player, you, I'd assume, don't know levels and stuff like that.
All right, but here's the question, right? So, certain games have mechanics included with them. Do you as now being the game character would inherently know those things or no? I'll give an example if you want.
Inherently know those. That's a good question.
So like the example that I'm thinking of, right? Was Resident Evil. They have herb mixtures to increase, not increase health, maybe on the newer ones, but on the older ones to regenerate health if you take damage, right? Would you be able to utilize and know those things in game or no?
No.
No.
You, as a, like, let's just say Rob, he knows a lot about using a katana, but knows nothing about guns. And he goes into Resident Evil. Like,
now hold on a second here. There's nothing in my skill repertoire that insists I know how to use Nihonjin steel folded 1,000 times.
What are you talking about? What?
I ain't got no katana proficiency. Get out of here.
I'm just saying, like,
no, it's a stupid hypothetical.
Here's an example. Like if Derek was in Resident Evil, he could possibly use a gun, but if he knew how to master depression, he'd be really good at it because he already has that, you know, in the real world. So you're taking your physical body and you're going to be in a game and you have to use your current abilities to complete that game without, and if you die, like you're dead.
Cooking Mama.
Dark Souls.
You can't die in Cooking Mama. Rob,
I could burn the house down.
No, I get hollowed. I get infinite tries.
If you die in hollow, that's a game over.
A Cooking Mama, huh?
You're gonna get poison in Blight Town and die. Come on,
man. True. Yeah, you're screwed.
Your frames not drop before I get IRL.
Listen, not before I get up and man eater Mildred's guts. All right, I know what I'm about.
I'd probably go with Dead Rising. Dead Rising 1. And like,
cap.
You know,
absolute cap. No way. No how.
Yeah. I think I could do it. I mean, like I've went to a fire range before. I have some gun proficiency and like, I'm not going to be like Frank. Well, I'm not going to be like Frank West and like do all these stupid crap. I'm going for like the bare bones ending. It's just like, you know, or actually I'm just going to leave. Like my objective is just leaving. I don't care about the helicopter. I'm finding my own way out. And that's success to me.
Well, no.
That's Dead Rising 2.
You need the serum. No, you still need the serum. Frank needed it.
There's no serum. Well, you make it.
No, because in 2, it's Zombrex or whatever.
Right, no, but George was right. In the first one.
It was for his daughter or something, right?
Well, that's Dead Rising 2. In Dead Rising 1, at the very end, you do contract it, and then you have Isabella make you a serum out of bee nuts or something.
I'm going to say Pikmin. That's my... Because I'm not in danger unless I get, like, actually attacked by something.
Right.
But as long as I have enough Pikmin, I feel I should stay safe.
You'd be too big for the planet, keep though, in mind, your body you don't have like one for one.
You don't have video game mechanics where, like, you have infinite stamina. You're ripping out these Pikmin. At some point, you're going to be like, oh... So much pain.
All right, it would take me like a 9,000 days, but I'd get off that planet somehow.
Yeah, but Pikmin 2, you only have 30.
Well, Pikmin 1. We'll go with Pikmin.
Pikmin 1's the one with 30 days. You have as long as you want.
Yeah, Pikmin 2 as long as you want.
Oh, yeah, Pikmin 2 then.
Can you die in Viva Pinata?
That's my answer. Kaviva Pinata. Yeah. You can't die, but that would just be such a wonderful game.
It wouldn't stop me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Pikmin's my answer.
Rob, what about you?
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say Bloons Tower Defense 6.
So you're telling me you have knowledge of making turrets.
You're going to be a tower.
No, but I can have, I will have money to start with, because that's just how it works.
Uh-huh.
And I will be able to recruit monkeys in order to do my bidding. And I get more money for popping said balloons. And it's just popping balloons. I'm sure I can figure out how to throw darts, because I know I've played darts before.
Yeah, but if you, first of all, if you lose one round, it's a game over.
Yeah, but I'm not dead.
In this case, game over is dead.
So I just got to be smart with my turrets.
Yeah, but like, you don't know how to set
it's
up.
It's no worse than you saying Dead Rising, you reprobate.
No, because like Dead Rising, like, it's realistic. There's in the sense no of what you can do.
Way. Versus you are literally going to get your booty hole chomped.
No, I'm going to live.
And they're going to be like, oh, no, Mr. Zombie Coon, my McNuggies, don't devour them. And they'll be like, ugh. And then your just entire butt is gone.
It'd be fun, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. Although I don't think by my own rules you could be the Pokemon.
I'm not gonna be your little Weedle.
George, what's yours?
I still pick Resident Evil.
You're gonna pick Resident Evil?
Yeah.
Even though there's like those monstrosities and like.
Yep.
You think as you are as a human right now, you could take those on? Because realistically, yeah. Okay. So hold on. Let's see here. So that giant troll monster in Resident Evil.
Tyrant.
What?
Tyrant.
Yeah, you can take him on.
Yeah. Because his chest is beating on the outside of his body. Shoot it in the chest. Over and over and over.
Right now, and that thing's right out there. What do you do?
I close my fucking door.
Dodge roll.
And I go grab a knife.
The door breaks open, and then George just gets sodomized like one of my Japanese animes.
Interesting. Don't know why you'd be willing to admit that, but
see, but that's the thing, is it wouldn't be out there right now. I would have enough time to have preparations and find weaponry to do so.
Let's see. I guess,
and you know what, I can even say that I've not had experience shooting like a fully automatic weapon or a rocket launcher. You give me a pistol or a shotgun, I could probably do some fucking damage. Or a knife.
What if could I pick like a Naruto game and just like learn?
I was thinking that. I like looked up and saw my Naruto statue. I was like, I could just do like a fighting game, right? Like, how hard could it be to win two rounds?
It's Otakon
against people who actually have martial arts skills?
Muscles and abs and stuff. Yeah,
right. But like, if you played like Rise of the Ninja, you go to ninja.
You ever end up like, getting abs, right, George?
I'm going against Kiba. I know his one.
I want a great cheese on them.
If I ever get abs,
right, I will grate cheese on it, and I will probably eat it off of your body.
Okay.
Yep. And then I'll eat some other meat along with it.
Cheese and on my chest.
Yeah, when I eventually get a 10 pack of abs, you know, with the gym that I don't go to, or the exercise that I don't do, you could use my abs and everything as a charcuterie board. Just throw all the cheeses and
meat charcuterie board.
Charcuterie, whatever.
Could you pick
the charcuterie board?
Could you pick a Yu-Gi-Oh game? Yes. And then if you lose,
I was thinking that too. I had a Yu-Gi-Oh card on my desk.
I know we were talking about this idea like a while back about trying to go out to one of those like Nintendo events or going out to like a convention or something like that. Mandatory, we're all sharing a bed, and I swear to God, somebody's leaving that room with a milky booty hole, and it ain't gonna be me.
Noses.
Well, you don't even know how tall I am, dog.
Oh, George, you getting spooned in the worst way possible, my That's boy.
Fine. I don't care. Bring it.
What do you think? Mario would be easy to beat as like a human? Could you just
there's a lot of jumping. I'm not. I'm not very good at that.
You know, at least you're honest about your limitations. Right.
Yeah,
I'm just not good at jumping. I don't know.
What about I'm 5'3". Okay, Willix. I'm 5'3", but I grow a beard faster than it takes you an entire year.
Have you seen those clickers? They're scary, dude. I don't think I can handle that.
Yeah, at least in Dead Rising, there's no runners.
Right.
What are you talking about?
In Dead Rising 1, there's no zombies that run.
You just got to deal with like the maniac ones, like the chef and stuff.
They get stronger,
and then you have the psychopaths.
You have your safe house though. You could sleep through the night.
Okay, but like if I'm in a video game, they're a psychopath. Realistically, if I just shot them, they'd be down. Like there's no health bar. We're talking realistic.
Oh, true, true.
You know, like those psychopaths are a joke IRL, except for the jailer, the people who broke from jail that are in a turret gun in the parking lot. That one I'd stay away from. Everyone else, and the clown. I'm not dealing with the clown.
No.
That one still scares me. There's no running zombies, and at night I just sleep. Like I don't like I'm not gonna just walk around at night. I'm sleeping. And Rob, what was yours again? Something ridiculous?
Absolutely, Bloons Tower Defense 6.
Hold on, someone talk for a second. I gotta see. I need to know more about Bloons Tower Defense in order to judge if Rob can pick that.
I don't know, man.
It's just managing money and correct placement. It's fine.
I'd be awful at that.
What about like Hogwarts Legacy? I could be a wizard. As long as I'm a dark arts
you'd be, you'd be as you are.
Mess with
you'd be
me,
as
right?
you are now. You'd just be a muggle.
Yeah. Oh, see, what? No.
That could work. No wizard in their right mind will ever be prepared for the greatest spell of all time. Gun.
Yeah, muggle with a gun.
But that's the thing, isn't it? Like, it's got to be stuff that you can actually do IRL now. So,
I mean, if somebody just throws a bunch of...
You go to Hogwarts Legacy, you ain't got no...
I'm just going into Leisure Suit Larry.
Hold on. Oh, two things. One, you can't die
in Leisure Suit Larry.
You can't die in Leisure Suit Larry. And two...
You can get something, I'm sure.
It's a slow death, but he still gets something. Yeah. Derek, it's like you can pick Hogwarts, but like you're rolling the dice whether you're gonna be a muggle or not. Like,
I don't know. I would want to be a wizard.
Right. Well, not everyone's a wizard, so you have to roll that dice. Are you
I won't take that risk then. Now I'm back to Pikmin.
Rob, you can't. I'm not liking this pick. First of all. It wouldn't work anyway because you can't just communicate with monkeys, nor do you have a way to just purchase their skills as a human.
Listen, the heroes talk, and it's confirmed. I'm a copacetic. I'm going to stand by it.
Pick something else.
How about no?
My choice.
I made my choice. You're going to have to live with it.
And it's wrong. You can't pick that one. Derek, tell me you can't pick this one.
I did that the wrong way. How about...
Yeah, boy, did Derek. Yeah.
It ain't pointed at him. That's not the direction is going. You see where this is going?
George, collateral damage.
Always.
See, Willix has the right idea. Absolutely. I can pick what I want.
No, you can't pick what you want. It has to be in the
rules. It's not a dictatorship, you absolute cockhole. Shut up.
You know what? Let's vote on it then. And don't screw me, George. Who thinks that balloons...
and vote with me.
Who thinks that balloons tower defense is viable of an option for this? Say
I. You're not a monkey, so I can't, like...
Yeah, there you go.
See it.
They're... All right, the nays have it. There, now you have to pick something else.
Yeah, fuck it, why not?
You can't reasonably talk to a monkey or purchase the service.
Okay,
walk you through that. How are you gonna purchase their service? There's no menu. You have to be like, "Hey, monkey, here, money, go."
Okay. Yeah, but you're saying things like, you know, Dead Rising, it's totally fine. Because there's no health bars and shit, but there is.
You just painted your. There's
no. But if we're humans in this world,
we're going to survive.
Then, like the human aspect is what it's going to apply.
There is no fucking way that your choice is more valid than mine. You are not making it out.
Absolutely is.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You're so fucking wrong.
There are so. What are you talking about? Dead Rising is like semi-realistic blue tower defense.
Semi-realistic. Oh, fuck you.
Derek, back me up. Is it semi-realistic or not?
Semi. Which one? Dead Rising?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're still at least a human. You're not
human against zombies. Like,
if you're just thrown into this world of monkeys and towers shooting balloons, you're gonna be real confused. Like, if I can't be a wizard, then you're not allowed to
rule this monkey kingdom. You would literally be a muggle, but you'd be a muggle with a gun.
Yeah, but how does he complete the story then? If like,
yeah, I can't go to Hogwarts if I'm a muggle.
The second he starts, he's gonna get a letter. Blame him, and then you lose
him. He set the terms literally as you are now. He set you up for failure.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I'm just giving a realistic.
No, I did. You said it clear as day, and I'm willing to bet Willix will absolutely back me up on it.
Maybe Willix is a Rob Dick Rider, okay? He loved your.
Hey, don't you fucking forget it. I've got
Hermione is a half blood. She is not a muggle.
I'm glad Derek spoke up on that point.
Or is it a squid?
What?
Hermione's human. She's not a squid.
Hermione's a girl, Rob.
That's gross.
If you know we're up, you pick balloons the second the round's over, or like, you know, they go through, you lose, okay? And
keep in mind, right? So there's no video game mechanics. You're not buying upgrades, you're building them yourself.
Right.
In your current state.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess you
got Woo! Yeah. So if you think you can build these turrets that pop balloons, go ahead. Or or if I was you, what I would do is just find a knife and then, like, as the balloons are coming to me, just hold it and, like, pop. But yeah, so I mean, if you think you can build
all right, I'll walk it back. Jesus Christ, fucking piss, baby.
Hurry up, dude. We got movies. So let's go.
Look, just put me in Mech Warrior, I'll be fine.
You know how to right now operate a Mech
Warrior? I'll figure it out.
You never told us this.
It can't possibly be that difficult. It's either going to be that or Armored Core. Just let me have my choice. You had shitty ones too. Fuck you. I'm done.
I feel like mine was the most realistic.
George's is more realistic than yours.
They're on the same level.
No, they're not. They're so different.
He has demonic zombies. I have real zombies.
You going to do when one of those beasts just decides, like, oh, man, you know what? It sounds really good. I'm just going to go inside this guy's body and just F, game over. Fuck you. You had a bad choice. This is a bad question.
It's a great question. You just have a bad choice.
This place is a prison!
Tell us how you really feel. Also, Derek, another stipulation for Pikmin is that, like, at a certain time...
I have to fly the rocket.
Yeah.
Well, you have to fly the rocket. You don't know specifically what time all the Bulbans are going to murder you. And,
Full stop.
Wow, I like how the question actually or did you move it?
I moved it.
Okay. You picked the stupidest of all questions. This is why no one's agree with you. Yeah, well, you know, the question's great. You just don't have taste, so.
It's not an issue of taste. It's just your questions suck. I'm doing
that. Hey, where's your question?
All right. So, there are two guys up in space.
All right, that's all the time we have, guys. No.
Hey, guys, thanks for watching this episode. Like, comment, subscribe everywhere you can find us. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Kick, Twitch, whatever. Join the Discord. We got it all revamped and stuff now. We do movie nights every Wednesday now after the podcast episodes. We're doing one tonight if you want to come join. Like, comment, subscribe, rate us 5 stars everywhere you find podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts.
And shout out to like the multiple people that followed us on Spotify and rated us. So now
at 7 ratings.
Oh, we got a rate on Spotify?
So it's actually like shown now like a number on Spotify. So thank you everyone who did that. Got to do it. I think Apple Podcasts, you need like 10 or 15. I don't know what we're at because I don't have Apple.
Dude, I have it and it doesn't even tell me.
It's impossible.
Well, just look, Spotify, you get the video version of this, so there's no reason not to be there anyway.
Right.
Yeah. So. Thanks, Rob. Yeah. Thanks, George and Rob for attending Goons Gone Wild this week. Despite Rob yelling, we still love each other, and that's what matters most.
Yeah. All right. I can still kiss him goodnight.
Hey, still kiss him goodnight. Oh, hey, if there's one thing always you should kiss leave, the homies goodnight. Yeah. Remember that every night.
That's my always. Ninja way.
That's my ninja way. And then I wish you had like a smoke bomb effect in your camera. That's my kiss the homies goodnight. Ninja way.
Ninja way.
Ooh. All right, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you guys.